Welcome back to the Safety Storytellers podcast. My name is Stacy and I am your host. As a woman in construction, diversity, equity, and inclusion is extremely important to my next guest. Jordan is the safety manager for MC Dean Incorporated, a company that builds cyber physical solutions for mission critical facilities and global enterprises. Jordan and I chat about what it's like to be discriminated against for being a woman on a construction site, and then having her employer step up and support her rather than just ignoring the problem. Okay, I'm here with Jordan, and you work for a company that's really passionate about inclusion and diversity. Tell me about this and why you're passionate about it.
Yeah, so I work for MC Dean. We're a pretty big electrical contractor based out of Tysons, Virginia in the DMV area. I currently work in Richmond, Virginia. And I primarily am on the construction side of things. I'm a safety manager. So DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion is super important for me because, of course, I'm a woman in construction and that's not usual, right? As well as I'm pretty young. So having those different aspects, especially in the construction industry, is one of the reasons why I'm super, super passionate about it. And my company is very supportive of it as well. So
what do you do with DIY? No.
DEI. Diversity, equity, inclusion.
DEI. Yes.
So I actually have spoken at a conference in DC for the National Women in Construction Conference.
Well done.
Thank you. And we also have a women at MC Dean it's all the women at MC Dean. We have different meetings virtually, of course, because there's so many of us, which is awesome. I love that. So we attend those and do different topics on women in different industries, STEM, construction, things like that. So it's pretty awesome.
How do you bring that into your work environment?
Yeah, so I actually, one of my most impactful moments was on one of my projects. I essentially, long story short, had a man, you know, say, this is a man's construction site, you know, you don't belong here. The biggest impact for me and probably the thing that truly kept me in construction, because that was like a pretty take back for me or pretty early on in my career, was the way that MC Dean responded, right? And the way that my management handled that situation, right? They could have been like, I'm sorry that happened to you, and swept it under the rug. But they took more action than that in supporting me and being a woman in construction. So that was probably the most impactful moment. But continuing that
amazing. Yeah.
The response was
just to feel seen and heard and like supported. That's
absolutely
a huge deal.
It definitely really empowered me as a woman in construction and made me feel like I belonged and that, you know, they weren't going to stand for that. And it really, that could have been, you know, the deciding factor really that could have maybe taken me out of the safety and construction industry, but it's what kept me in, I think. So
what did they do?
So essentially they had a conversation with the individual and they actually had let him go because, you know, they're zero tolerance. They don't stand for that kind of stuff. So there was a little more to the story, of course.
Wow.
But, it really made me feel like they care and they, you know, that they're very passionate about DEI, and it's definitely could have been a make or break. So
sure. Cause anytime somebody just kind of like dims you or makes you feel.
Yeah. I mean, really in any person, right. Mm-hmm. Man, woman, doesn't really matter. Anytime somebody says something like that to you in any aspect, right, that could be a deciding factor. And mental health and psychological safety is something that we're super passionate about, as well as the physical safety, right? They're both equally as important, because if you don't feel psychologically safe in your work environment, you're not going to be there physically, mentally, and be able to do your job every day as well. Mm-hmm. So we're also very passionate about psychological safety and things like that as well. So
what part about psychological safety are you most passionate about?
Well, the construction industry is one of the top for suicide rates in construction specifically. So I think that it's really important to get that word out. We have a program within MC Dean. We call it People in Mind. So always trying to keep the people at the forefront of everything, because without the people that are at the forefront of everything doing that work, we have no company, right? And making sure that they feel psychologically safe and have that environment to speak up and say something without fear of repercussion is so important, because they could have something that they see every day that is a serious safety issue. And if they're willing and able and feel that they're comfortable to speak up on that issue, it could change somebody's life. So
I agree. I
got pretty deep into this a couple of years ago with psychological safety and like mental health and addictions and people coming in, you know, and having, there's a lot of like drinking and people that come in and have, you know, addiction issues and they don't want to say anything, but having that safety to ask for help and talk about what's going on with them and not feel like they'll be shunned, but more supported is such a big deal.
Yeah. May is actually Mental Health Awareness Month. So that just passed. So we hold stand downs and sometimes people in mind events where we talk about mental health and resources that are available to our employees. And just different topics and different signs and symptoms to look for through people. And, you know, just being that battle buddy, we call it, being able to talk to that person. You see them every day, essentially the person that you work with.
Yeah.
You know if something starts to become off. So just asking that question, hey, you okay? How are you feeling today? Could simply change everything. So
I love this for you. Yeah. Congratulations. I'm so glad that you work in a place that has supported you and that they basically, you know, they gave you the strength to like support other people moving forward and do the work that you're doing.
Yeah.
Because you're right. It could have been just a moment where you just bowed out. Mm-hmm.
And it goes just for me, but anybody within our company, you know, or in the industry, really. So I always like to be there. I talk to other women in the industry, always give them my phone number anytime they need anything to call me, text me, email me, whatever they feel, because I would love to be that support for them if something like that would happen. So
wonderful. So good to meet you.
Well.
Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
In this next segment, I talk with Melanie Adams. Melanie believes, as I do too, that safety and style can coexist. Melanie started a company, Ember, that created the first female-only brand of flame-resistant clothing. So, ladies, if you're working somewhere like an oil field and that requires flame-resistant clothing, and you don't want to wear clothes that aren't designed for your body, check out Ember. But right now, check out my chat with Melanie.
So, Melanie, who are you wearing here at the ASSP conference?
I am wearing my own clothing, clothing line called Ember, spelled
so
E-M-B-H-E-R.
Look at how cute we are.
And it is flame-resistant clothing for women.
This is the best.
Yeah, you look great in it, too.
You look so good.
Thank you.
And you look stylish. You look like you have a waistline. I don't know. Shocking. I know. Because you're in workwear.
Yes. It's like I designed it that way.
Oh, my God.
It's fitting. It's flattering. It is made for all of us women who work in industry.
It doesn't look like you're wearing your dad's coat.
Or men's coveralls.
You know what I mean? It's like this thing is like, why is it so big?
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is so, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
You did such a good job.
Thanks.
So why is this important to you?
Well, I spent my career in menswear and crappy coveralls. And I decided after leaving corporate in 2019 that it was time to make a change. There's millions of women working in industry and in the trades, and they deserve clothing that fits and that's professionally appropriate.
Yes.
So again, we don't feel like we're wearing somebody else's clothes when you show up to the fields.
I love that. So there's two components for me that it is appropriate and that you can do the job in it. But for me, I want to look good.
Yeah.
I want to look good, you know, because that makes me feel good when stuff fits right.
Yes.
And then, but it's like you almost had to choose between the two.
Yeah. And we believe safety and style can coexist.
Oh, yes, it can.
Yes.
Look at us. So, okay, tell me your story. Like what, I mean, I overheard you talking to a woman. You were like, I just put on like pink safety glasses just so I could be like, hello.
Yeah.
Those are your choices.
Well, I was the youngest in the boardroom and probably the only female. And I was really comfortable at that table and in those roles in the office, but then you take me to the field and I just felt less than myself. And I had to wear clothes that was going to protect me. And so, I put on the pink safety glasses with these giant coveralls thinking at least I had like a little bit of personality, but really realized that there was just more that needed to happen in this space. You know, pink it and shrink it is not okay anymore. And not everybody wants to have that. So again,
I don't typically prefer pink. I just started wearing pink for the first time. So if you would have given me something pink, I'd have been like, I don't.
Well, we already stand out enough.
Don't want this.
As a woman on the drilling rig. And so we don't really want to call attention to ourselves even any more than we have to. And, you know, when I tried to change the phrase that this is a male dominated industry. It's actually women are dominating. It's just male populated. And so there are a lot of women doing some really great things that deserve, you know, to feel comfortable and confident on the job.
So, okay. I love your pants and I love the bottom part of your pants and that it's like almost, it's a boot cut, but you can make it a different, this is brilliant.
You can adjust
it. I don't know
why
like all the other people, not just in this industry, are not doing this.
Well, when I'm the person we're solving the problem for, it's easy for me to know what we need.
Yeah.
So if you're walking over and around equipment, you can tighten it up, but it's a trendy wide leg. After that,
I love this. Okay. Tell me about the vest that I'm wearing because this is super cute. I'm loving this. I don't know. What is this?
The logo.
But it's not leather, but it looks like leather.
Oh yeah. It's flame retardant.
Obviously. But it looks like leather.
Yeah.
And I love the color.
Yeah.
It's absolutely perfect.
And this is functional to hold your gas monitor.
Okay.
So for women, you can actually zip up the vest and still have your monitor in your breathing zone.
Okay.
Because otherwise there's not really a place to put it if you don't have that spot on the vest.
I love this. Okay. And then like,
and it's got a lot of pockets.
I'm loving the pockets. You've got pockets. And then you've got more pockets.
For your lipstick or your notepad or
like
your
snacks.
Whatever. Yeah.
I personally love to have snacks everywhere, all around. So I need a pocket for snacks and a pocket for whatever else that I need.
Same with the pants. We have full size pockets you can actually put your entire hand into, which is something that women's clothes, for some reason, still don't have great hand size pockets.
Tell us about the booty and the hips. Is this going to fit all the booties and the hips?
So it has a gorgeous elastic waistband. And so it is super comfortable. It's maybe not super sexy on the rack, but it's definitely...
No, it looks... You look great in these pants.
Well, it makes it so you can bend down and stand up and your pants are in place. Again, something that a lot of current options don't necessarily offer.
Not even in like... civilian clothes.
Exactly.
Like I can't even move around without something
coming out.
Yeah,
and I guess maybe
out.
As I get older, I care about that a little bit more.
Right.
Or, you know, you need the full coverage, especially when, again, you're actually functionally doing the work and not just an inspector or something like that. Although these are great products for those folks too.
This is so inspiring. And it's like kind of encourages women to get into this field because you can show up a woman and your feminine energy and feel so good and do a dang good job.
Yeah. And I am passionate about girls in STEM and trying to inspire them to come work in our industry, to come work in the trades. Right. I think that we deserve, to show them that they can do that and that they don't have to wear, menswear or anything that makes them feel less than themselves. So if we can inspire one gal to get into the industry and wear our clothes, that's what we're here to do.
How can they find you?
You can find me at ember.com, EMBHER. Okay. And we're on socials at EmberFRC.
I'm so proud of you. You're so inspiring.
Thank you.
And it's just a wonderful thing. And I hope that you just grow and grow and grow until you can't even handle it.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it. It's so great to meet you. And thanks for what you're doing too.
Yes.
This has been really fun.
I feel so cute in this.
I almost want to leave it with you, except for then somebody else can't try it on. So other than that, you can have it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Thank you for joining us on the Safety Storytellers podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Sospis, bringing you the best EHS software in the industry. If you are ready to learn more about how an EHS software can transform your safety program, your profits, and your entire company, head to www.sospes.com/podcast. That's www.sospes.com/podcast. We'll see you next time on the Safety Storytellers.